Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Hiawatha basketball. First up, girls coach Stacey Jasper. The Lady Redhawks continue their state ranking in the top five and finish off a 20-3 regular season. And it's kind of hard to know where to start, Coach, because you're just breaking records every single night, both individual and, and team records. It's obviously been a magical season, but let's start with the team record. Man, 20 wins, and you're not done yet. That just has to feel really good. I know it's hard to look back and take a snapshot of the season at this point, but congratulations, Coach. It's been a heck of a ride.
Thank you so much. You know, it is an incredible milestone, and you know, one that we all hoped would be possible, but not necessarily thought would. A ton of hard work on our team's part to get to that. To get to that 20th win last night, and man, I hope we can continue to plug away and add a few more.
Let's jump off the pedestal, I guess, here for just a moment. Go all the way back to last Thursday. So you had Thursday.
No, thank you.
Let's skip that and move on. Well, yeah, we can. I guess my question for you is, you know, obviously the game didn't go very well against Silver Lake at home, potential league title. But I guess what can you take and how have the girls responded, you know, from the game? Obviously you beat Riverside, a little bit low scoring and sloppy, but then a really good win, as you mentioned last night, against Jeff West. I guess looking back at it now, maybe you've completely just tried to forget it, but, you know, what can that game mean, I guess, going forward for your team here the rest of the year?
You know, we got a lot out of that game, to be honest. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We got our booties handed to us. And, you know, we kind of went into that game thinking, what an incredible opportunity we have. You know, we're playing for what could be a Big East championship. We're playing against the number one team in the state at the Roundhouse. I mean, just that's a huge game, a huge stage. And although it didn't go our way in any aspect of that game from the tip, or maybe from when Silver Lake entered the gym, got off the bus, I'm not sure. But what we learned from that is, I mean, that's the caliber of play you're going to see in the postseason if you want to keep on moving. Mm-hmm. And our eyes were opened wide for that game. You know, we, Silver Lake is just so good. And I know they've played so well, you know, their entire season, but man, I don't know that they made a mistake that game. And they put it on us. And, you know, in a roundabout way, I maybe knew that we were possibly coming out of there with an L, maybe not so quite in that fashion, but I feel like we were grateful to be in that situation. Playing for, you know, what could have been, which ultimately gave us a third place in the final league rankings. But it was just a really cool opportunity.
No doubt. Well, and the good news is you've responded with a couple wins, even though the Riverside win was kind of a grind-out game, as mentioned. You played from behind a lot of the night. You had to make some clutch plays in the final quarter to get that win, which was hard, you know, playing the very next night. And then against Jeff West, you play lights out last night in a game that didn't count for a league record or a sub-state standing or anything else. So I guess you have to feel good with you know, everything that's happened since Thursday and at least finding a way to get a win and then playing really well at Jeff West now heading into sub-state.
You know, Friday was our senior night, and so you always hope that you can rise on those special occasions and play really well in front of the home crowd. And, you know, we expected not only just coming off of that Silver Lake game, but that was our third game of the week, and we knew it was going to be tough, and we always have tough games with Riverside. They just, you know, they're ready to match our grittiness and our hustle, and they sure did, and they made it a really fantastic game. And I'm just proud. You know, we've been in a lot of situations this year where, whether it's been the last few minutes or even just the last few seconds, where we've found ways to win and come out on top and, just be clutch in those, either with the free throws or making the great play at the end to get the win. So, you know, it was a good game on Friday for us to have, you know, coming into the sub-state week. And then, yeah, last night was, maybe a little unexpected, if I'm being honest. What a great game for our girls to go to Jeff West, which is always a tough place to play for us, and just really be all locked in from the tip. We shot the ball pretty well. But I think what I saw from my team last night was how well we shared the ball. Mm-hmm. There was just so many great plays, out of our sets, in the open floor, a lot of great rebounds that turned into transition offense. So I just feel really great about the way we played last night heading into our first round of sub-state this week.
Well, I guess that's where we'll leave it. You got Sabeth, obviously, a third matchup here to begin sub-state. But I guess my question for you is, you know, and Kylie Nelson breaks the single-season scoring record. We talk about Kinsey Nelson breaking rebounding records and all the different accomplishments your team has had this year. But I get the feeling from talking to you that this is a team that's still hungry and not finished and now ready to lock in and focus on, you know, what potential lies ahead here the next couple weeks, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, all of those individual marks have just, you know, obviously propelled us into what our team has done. You know, we have such an excellent group of ladies playing for us this year, and you know, they're just locked in. They're all in, locked in. And I've said this to you before, you know, we had some high hopes and set some what I felt like were realistic goals to start the season, and we've matched those, and we want to keep going, and hopefully we can continue to find ways to win and to stay, you know, united as a team and not let any outside distractions or any pressure get to us. You know, it's a one and done from here on out, but I just hope that, you know, we're dangling these what ifs in front of the girls, and man, we just hope they continue to keep working hard and hopefully we can achieve what we're trying to achieve.
You bet. Well, I know you've brought a lot of joy and excitement to, you know, not just fellow students and fellow peers, but the whole community's really embraced the Hiawatha basketball seasons, the roundhouse being packed and full, and certainly all the accomplishments and wins and accolades that have come along with it. So congratulations again, Coach. I know business is far from done, so best of luck the rest of the way, and thanks for taking time to chat with us each week here on the radio.
Thank you so much, Justin. We appreciate everything you guys do and all the coverage, and it's really been a fun season.
Stacy Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Girls. We'll talk Red Hawk Boys basketball right after this.